All right, let's preview Cricket Northwest with Simo. Good morning, mate.
Morning, DK. How are you today?
I'm okay, thank you very much. We've got a lot to get through, so we'll get straight into it. Now, we've got first grade. It'll be day two of the two-day games tomorrow. So we'll start up with Burnie and you guys, Sheffield. So what's the deal? What was West Park like? You guys roll for 92. Burnie roll for 92 and you guys 8 for 90-odd.
So we're 8 for 98, so we've already sort of got those first innings points, which is reasonably important on day one, obviously, with the potential weather that looks like it's going to lurk around tomorrow. But nothing wrong with the pitch or the surrounds or anything like that. Catches were held, bowlers executed from both teams really well, and I suppose it displayed on the scoreboard. So there's a few good seeds rolling around, a few bowlers bowling at some rocks that were unplayable and all that sort of stuff. But otherwise, yeah, everything was as per a normal day at West Park, really. But one of those funny days of cricket, I suppose. So Burnie all out 92 and, yeah, Sheffield in reply 8 for 98. So interesting day of cricket at West Park tomorrow, pending, like I said, what happens with the weather on that front.
Mm. So you resume at 8 for 98. So you're not going to share too much on the radio with what your plans are, I know. But you'd certainly, you'd hope to, well, who's batting for you?
Yeah, Josh Aikman's currently in on 38 not out, and Gary Miles went in with about 2 overs to go, I think, last week, and he might still be on zero, I think. Mm. but our plan at this point in time is obviously just to keep batting and bat for as long a period as we possibly can and then see what happens from that point on.
Right, and that's first versus second, that game too, isn't it?
It is, yeah, spot on.
All right, the game up at Wynyard. So, again, low scoring. Well, for Wynyard anyway, roll for 122. And Devonport resume, well, they've already got first innings points, so they're 4 for 134.
Yeah, that's right. I guess Devonport there, I'm unsure what their plans will be, but there's probably a likely chance, pending on whether, again, they may push to put some quick runs on the board, try and get that lead of 100, 120 or something like that, and then perhaps push for an outright. They're in that position where they're still fighting to that sort of, I suppose, that final spot between them and Latrobe in fourth and perhaps even catching Ulverston, depending on what happens in the last round of the year. So I'm sure Devonport will be out to maximise their points this weekend.
Mm. And the other game in first grade, so this is certainly game on, first innings points up for grabs. So Ulverston batted last week, made 240 all out, and Latrobe will resume at 2 for 66. That will be good to watch that game.
Yeah, that should be a reasonably tight finish. I suppose the key there is Latrobe have got Callum Morse at the crease and then still Tristan Weeks and James Westcombe to come. So it's certainly an achievable feat there for them to chase down those runs. What that will do, I suppose, is if Latrobe happen to chase down Ulverston's runs, that will make the last round between Devonport and Ulverston probably a little bit more to play for as well, because there's potential there that all of a sudden there's three teams into two final spots. So it'll be interesting to see how that sort of all plays out come the last session tomorrow.
Yeah. All right. So first grade at West Park, Wynyard and Ulverston, game starting at 10. Second grade. So last week we had wins to Burnie over Sheffield. Ulverston beat Latrobe and Wynyard beat Devonport. So round 18 of second grade tomorrow, 10 o'clock start. Sheffield against Burnie at Sheffield. Latrobe against Ulverston at Latrobe and Wynyard against Devonport at Wynyard. So how's it looking in that second grade competition?
Yeah, it's still pretty tight. I mean, nothing's going to change at the top. Burnie and Wynyard are streets ahead in first and second. I think Burnie's actually on about 180 points now or something like that, which is a pretty big effort from a ladder perspective. So I suppose it's down to who finishes third and fourth and fifth. Ulverston are sitting third, Devonport are fourth, Sheffield are fifth, but there's only about, I can't remember exactly how many points split those teams, but with the way the roster's set up, it will come literally down to that last Sunday next week of the roster as to those placements, how they end up finishing up. So it's going to certainly be a tight tussle to see who makes the finals in second grade cricket, which is fantastic, obviously, for the competition.
Yeah, so second grade on at Sheffield, Latrobe and Wynyard tomorrow. Now, the women, they've got the weekend off ahead of the finals, which will be next weekend, right?
Yeah, exactly. So next Monday, the public holiday, the grand final is scheduled for 1 p.m. at this stage. So at this point in time, 1 p.m. start next Monday, Latrobe versus Wynyard. At Latrobe, I believe that'll be for the women's grand final. So Should be a cracking game of cricket. They've probably been the two form teams of the comp all year, so for them to make the grand final, I think is great for the competition, and hopefully they can both put two strong teams on the park and it can be a bit of a showcase for the women's comp up here on the coast.
Yeah, all right, so more on that next week. Under 16 boys grand finals coming up this Sunday, so that's at Sheffield, isn't it?
It is indeed, yeah. So Sheffield and Burnie. So Burnie were the winners last week in the semi over Ulverston. And Sheffield happened to come away with a win over Devonport. That was a weather-affected game up at Sheffield. So that'll be the grand final. I think it's the first time, from what I believe, first time in club history that we've hosted an under or a junior grand final in Sheffield. So a pretty big day for the Sheffield Cricket Club. But that's due to commence at 10 a.m. on Sunday.
Yeah, so good luck to the boys playing in that. The under-17 girls, now they had their final, it was Wednesday, wasn't it? Wednesday night.
I believe so, yeah, and Devonport Cricket Club were able to come away with a win there. So they've had a reasonably successful, I suppose, women's campaign this year with their senior first grade team making the finals, their second grade team taking it out, and both their teams making that grand final, and obviously coming away with the under-17 girls premiership. So the work that's being done down there is obviously going places, which is terrific to see for women's cricket.
Yeah. Now, last weekend, Burnie Hurricanes first grade team went to Blunston to play the finals of the Hurricanes Community T20 Cup, and they had a lot of rain. So what actually happened? Because you didn't get a winner, right?
No, that's right. So in the end, so the semi-final they played against Hadspin, I believe that the protocol there is that game was actually, because there's no higher place finishes in this, I believe that was decided by the toss of a coin, and Burnie happened to be on that end of winning that game by the toss of a coin.
Oh, that's ridiculous. What a ridiculous rule.
And then straight through to the big dance against the Orford Oysters.
What a great name.
There was Tom Triffitt actually lined up.
Yeah, I heard he was
80 odd in the semi.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, basically weather affected again, joint winners for that community cup. So, Burnie, I suppose, that they were the successful team from the northwest. They went through, got the opportunity to play on Belle Reve. Unfortunately, I suppose, for their players, they only played about six overs on that facility, but still, all in all, a great experience to get down there and get amongst it to see what that's all around.
Yeah.
I suppose at the end of the day, they've still come away with a T20 Hurricanes Community Cup to their name. So, and rewarding their efforts, of course, by being the best team in the Northwest.
Indeed, they have been. All right, mate, thanks for that. I hope you get some fine weather tomorrow.
Cheers, DK.